Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Focus here is the Vesak Festival, the second of the three holy festivals that we are celebrating. First one was the Festival of the Christ, which was at the full moon in Aries. And here we are really referring to the time of the zodiac Aries. And not that the full moon is in the heavens in the sign of this zodiac sign, but that actually the sun is in that zodiac sign. Big difference. Just want to point this out. And it's kind of funny because all the Buddhists are celebrating the Vesak festival that we are now celebrating in this radio show on the full moon in May. But our tradition refers to the work of Alice Bailey, who channeled these beautiful books, sometimes hard to read, but filled with pure energy. And she channeled the Tibetan, Dvalkul, and he informed everybody that the Vesak festival is celebrated on the first full moon in the zodiac sign of Taurus. And that is between April 20th and May 20th. So this time, most of the time, it actually does fall into May, but in this year, the Vesak Festival falls onto April 23rd. So just in case you're confused and you're seeing on the websites all these information about the Vesak Festival being in May, it's the Buddhist tradition to celebrate it at the full moon in May. And it's specifically celebrated to focus on the births and the deaths and the life of Buddha. Now, we are celebrating something similar, but it's more of a living event. And the idea is that Buddha comes into the Vesak Valley to usher these new, beautiful energies of illumination, of enlightenment, through us as channels and the instrument of the hierarchy of light to Earth, to assist in the evolutionary process that is taking place here at this time, and to also support us in being more effective as we are in service of the light and in service of love and in service of the hierarchy of light in our own unique way. And so I invite you to just keep your mind and your heart open and to celebrate this event whenever you listen to this, and to allow it to be focused on the full moon of the zodiac sign in Taurus. So I'm going to turn this very quickly over to Mike. Mike is with me co-hosting. You want to share our websites with everybody?
Sure. So if you want to visit Brigitte's website, it's www.lightbridge101.com, and you can see everything that she offers on there. And if you'd like to visit my website and see the different music recordings I have, and we have also different downloads of classes and meditations we've offered over the years, that website is www.mikesnydercc.com, MikeSnyderCC.com.
And I hope I didn't make it sound too complicated, but I know that for me, there has been confusion. I think for you too, Mike, with the Wiesek Festival, because there are different hostings on the internet. And that's why I really wanted to explain this to everyone. The beauty of these three holy days, the Festival of the Christ, the Wiesek Festival, and the Festival of Humanity, is that it represents, as always, the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. And the Christ consciousness not really being anything connected to a religion, but simply to a higher form of consciousness that is based of love, based on love, peace, gentleness, compassion, warmth, healing, empowerment, and things like that. And the Festival of the Christ was focused on divine love, whereas what we are celebrating now with the Wiesek Festival, it is focused on divine illumination, divine wisdom, divine light. So with that, I just want you to close your eyes, open yourself up to receive, and let Saint Germain take you on this beautiful journey into the Wiesek Valley, where you are going to experience this incredible ushering of divine love and light and empowerment in Buddha's unique way when he descends from the higher realms to support humanity on its evolutionary process. So just close your eyes, open your heart and your mind, and allow yourself to experience this journey. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow light workers. It is with so much love that I'm connecting with you at this time of the VSAC Festival. And it is at a time more than ever where the infusion of light is needed to support a greater vision, a higher truth that allows humanity to look beyond the differences, beyond the duality, to find common ground, to find a sense of unity and togetherness instead of fighting each other because of belief systems, because of the differences. So all of you here who are listening, you've chosen to be a channel and instrument of this light that is ushered by Buddha at the time of the VSAC Festival to all those present in the VSAC Valley, in the Himalayan, so that you in turn can integrate it and send it out to all those that you come in contact with and also to wherever you choose to direct the energy. Now, it is also a very sacred time in the VSAC Valley because East and West comes together. Everyone comes together. Buddha descends into the VSAC Valley to meet up with the cosmic Christ together to create an alignment and a union to help usher these energies into the world here on Earth. And there's such a symbolism in that. Often there's this duality between East and West, between the different religions. And there is no place in the spiritual world, in the world of the hierarchy of light, in the world of illumination and love for this. So because you are going to be traveling, astral traveling, to the exact time of the full moon in the zodiac sign of Taurus into the VSAC Valley in the Himalayan, we are going to create a Merkaba specifically for you now that is going to take you there. And there's great significance to the zodiac sign of Taurus, an earth sign that is focused on illumination and vision. And it is important that what Buddha offers in the VSAC Valley will be brought into the earth, to Gaia, through you as channels and instruments of love and light. And so Taurus helps, the energy of the zodiac sign helps with that, helps with the anchoring of this light into the physical form, bringing your divine self and your human self more closely together. And so, if you haven't done so, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths in and out, and simply allow yourself to raise out of your physical body into a star tetrahedron made out of light that is hovering above you, that is taking you in, your light body, the part of you that is non-physical. Just let your consciousness, your light self, flow into that star tetrahedron of light, your Merkaba, that is now going to lift you out of your room, wherever you are, further up into the sky, no matter whether it's day or night, rising you up further and further. And for a moment, you can look upon the planet as a blue jewel that it is. You've chosen to come to Earth for the purpose of assisting and awakening humanity to a new consciousness level and assisting Gaia in the process. So what you're seeing in front of you, that planet, that is your job description. that planet is why you're here. You've chosen to experience the limitations of a physical body. So don't judge your human experience, but celebrate it because you've chosen this human experience as a way to be of service. And the VSAC Festival is all about service. It is about reinforcing your commitment to the light, to your divine self, to that what you choose to anchor on Earth and how you choose to anchor it on Earth. And so use that beautiful side right now of the planet as a reminder of your commitment to be of service to the hierarchy of light. Now this Merkaba field is going to take you through a portal that I've created that will shift you from the present time that you're in right to the time when it is just about the full moon in the Himalayan in the Vesak Valley. And as your Merkaba field with you inside of it travels through that portal, you will feel nothing just now that this is taking place. A change in time, a change in space. And as your Merkaba begins to descend back towards planet Earth, you can see the beautiful mountains of the Himalayan, the snow-capped mountains. And you descend further and further, and you can see opening up in front of you the valley in the midst of the mountains, where there are many already gathered, torches are lit, and there are those that are gathered around a beautiful crystal, a large crystal that is holding a crystal bowl with water on top of it. And surrounding this crystal bowl, this water, are different masters and beings of love and light that are creating Merkaba sacred geometry, triangles and stars, just by the position of where they stand. And you are now descending into the valley and letting yourself step out of your own Merkaba, out of your own star tetrahedron of light, to join everybody else. And there's immediately that feeling of being home, because you're one of those masters, and those angels, and those beings of love and light. And you recognize some of the masters. And you can see that those closest to the crystal are Jesus the Christ himself, as he's going to take on the position this time of the cosmic Christ himself. And there are other masters, as the great Manu, who represents the divine will, the sacred flame of the first sacred flame, a beautiful, loving, kind master that is seeing you and looking into your eyes. And through his eyes, you can feel this incredible peace filling you up, knowing that everything is in perfect divine order. And so you can take a deep breath in and out, and find your own place to stand to await Buddha descending into the valley. And there's a silence that is beginning. Everybody is getting quiet as you witness the full moon rising in the northeast. And out of the moon light, you witness now, not only are you going to witness Buddha descending, sitting in the lotus flower, descending and hovering over that crystal ball, but he's going to start an ancient mantra that Jesus is going to respond to. And there's a sacred union that is taking place on an energy level between Buddha and Jesus, representing unification, love, and compassion. And when Jesus turns around, he's going to send this divine light that is being ushered by Buddha into the Christ, out to everyone present in the Wesak Valley. Allow this to take place now. And now that you've received this divine light from Buddha through Jesus to everyone in the Vesak Valley, you can now begin to see more clearly even who's there with you. It is not only the great Manu and Jesus. There are many of the divine feminine masters there too, and many of the masters that are familiar to you. And there are even the archangels present. This is a very significant time in the Vesak Valley, and you're all part of it. And so this is now the time where Buddha fully descends onto the ground and walks among everybody, greeting everybody, blessing everybody. And someone is handing out the water out of the crystal ball to everyone to drink from, to feel that sacred purification inside out, that vibration holds, vibration of light. Light is vibration. And you've just received an upgrade of your own vibrational frequency. Now, this is also a time of commitment, a time for you to reinforce how you choose to be of service to humanity, to Gaia, to any living creature here on Earth, on behalf of the hierarchy of light. And we understand that your life situation sometimes can be a bit challenging, limiting you to not be as effective as you would like to be. And so it is absolutely possible right now at this time within the Vesak Valley, with Buddha and many others present, to seek out that master that you feel most connected to, or that archangel, or that angel, or that divine being, to express how you want to recommit yourself of service and what kind of dispensation you need to make this service a possibility. And so we are going to play another piece of music for that. Take a moment first to go within, to reinforce your choice of service, and to then connect with Buddha, Jesus, Mother Mary, any of the masters present, Mary Magdalene, Lady Sarah, and ask for support. And at the end, your commitment and the dispensation will be sealed directly by that master into your auric field. Do this now. can have no doubt you have been hurt, and your commitment is acknowledged, and you are being supported. Trust, have faith, and live in the knowing that we are supporting you and bringing about heaven on earth into your own life and into the lives that you contact, that you come in touch with, simply through your presence. You're not alone. Let that illusion go. And now that infused into you is now a new frequency of light, of illumination. It will start to unfold, to open up further and further within you and within your life, allowing you to see everything differently. And based on that, you're going to be able to make some new choices. And you're going to have the courage to make some new choices too. So trust that. And always know that you're being provided for, even in the strangest situations, because you are needed. You are part of the hierarchy of light. You're part of creation. And you are a co-creator. And you certainly can witness on Earth all the changes occurring, and they do not have to be as dramatic as they seem if you choose to hold space with the power of love and light for the masses to awaken further to the truth that only love is real, and that all are one, all are part of God. So the time for Buddha to return back into the higher realms is drawing near. He gives everyone one last blessing. And now that in your home, all your water is being blessed too. And so with that, he returns now and he raises himself up effortlessly back into the lotus position, hovering over the water ball one last time, waving to everyone there, to you, and slowly moving upwards again. And what we want you to do now is for a moment to witness the return of Buddha into the higher realms, but also to witness the sacred togetherness of everyone in the Wesak Valley, to mingle, to connect, and to feel that you're part of such a magnificent, sacred community and not separate from it.
Thank you.
Now it is time for you to leave the Vesak Valley. Go back to your light Merkaba, your light star tetrahedron, and simply step in as it lifts you up out of the Vesak Valley together with many others who are now also returning back to the point of origin where they started their journey from. And once again, that star tetrahedron is lifting you up further and further. The torches and the fires and the lights of the valley are becoming smaller and smaller, until that Merkaba takes you through the portal back to the time zone that you left when you started the journey. And slowly return you back, getting closer back to planet Earth. But before you descend back into your physical body, we want you to remember that from the point of light within the mind of God, light stream forth into the minds of all, and to let light descend on earth in such a manner that from the point of love within the heart of God, you can allow love to stream forth into the hearts of all as a channel and instrument that you are. And in such a way, let Christ return to earth. Because from the center where the will of God is known, allow purpose to guide the will of humanity, the purpose which the masters now serve. And from the center, which we call the race of humanity, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. The great invocation you set as a focal point, it helps you to focus the love and the light and the divine empowerment through you out into a world that is so hungry for this. Now let that Merkaba take you back all the way to your physical body where you left it behind, hovering above your crown. And simply let your light body, your consciousness, flow back into your physical body. And just allow yourself to adjust. Take your time, because you're not returning the same way you left. You're bringing back that infusion of divine light from Buddha back into your physical body. So now that your body will need time to integrate this new frequency of light, make sure you rest when you need rest. Drink water when you need more water. And support your body as it speaks to you and as it asks you to give it some attention. Don't get angry. Don't get impatient. Just give it love. Now that it was a great honor for me to take you into this Vesak Valley for the Vesak Festival, for the descending of Buddha into this valley to usher the new energy frequencies of light here on earth to everyone in the valley. And my love is with you always. Call on me anytime. I am Saint Germain. And it is so. Namaste.
All right. Well, what a great journey to the Wesak Valley. It just felt so rejuvenating and just very nurturing. And I think everybody should come out feeling really refreshed in the new perspective.
Yes, and thank you, everybody, for joining us here. And I sure hope that it will help you to make some new choices in your life. And we certainly can all agree that sending love and light out into the world is at this time where there's so much going on when it comes to wars and aggression and also pain and woundedness, that it's so important right now to continue that momentum of sending love and light out into the world. So I hope you got something out of it, and we will reconnect with you at the next Festival of Humanity. And if you are at all in the Allentown area, we are going to be having a booth at the expo there, the Spiritual Holistic Expo. And I believe it is May 18th, May 19th, right? Yeah, May 18th, May 19th from, what were the times, Mike?
10 to 6 both days.
10 to 6 both days. But I will send an email out to everybody as well and probably put it out on Facebook. So just stay tuned to the information. I would love to see you. We would love to see you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope you have a good night and a good day. And thanks for listening and peace out.
Okay. Much peace and blessings, everyone. Take care.